Father God, we come right now in the name of Jesus on this resurrection Sunday, Lord God. We come with praises and magnifying your holy name on today, God, for being God and God all by yourself. God, we come just thanking you for this resurrected Sunday, because it just wasn't about you, God, but it's about all that need to be resurrected on this day, God. We lift you up. We magnify you. We glorify you, Lord God. So, Lord God, I move out of your way, and you use me for your glory, Lord God. Let your anointing fall in this house, God, in the name of Jesus. Let eyes be open, ears be open, and let the heart receive what has to be said on today. And God, we ask all of this in the mighty and wonderful name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. The topic for today is resurrection power. Hallelujah. Resurrection power. Now, Paul here is writing to the Ephesians. And it is to the church, and not only to the Ephesians church, but he's writing to us today also. And I like how the way Paul started off when talking about the body of Christ, and that God planned it, God the Son paid for it, and God the Holy Spirit protects it. And Paul recognized, well, something that Paul recognized, he recognized that the churches today wouldn't be able to understand all that God has planned for us unless the Spirit of God teaches and open up the Word of God that they may see. Hallelujah. Don't you know we need the Holy Spirit in order to be able to understand, in order to be able to see? If we don't have the Holy Spirit to lead us into the Word of God, it's just like we don't know what's going on. Amen. And so what Paul did, Paul recognized this with the members of Ephesians. And so he recognized that the letters, you know, even on today, if we don't tune in to the Spirit of God, we don't know what's going on even right now around us. Amen. So here in Paul in 1 Ephesians 1:15-17, Paul here prayed for enlightenment. He prayed that God would give believers the spirit of wisdom and revelation so that they may know the Lord Jesus personally. You know, we talk about, I know the Lord, but do we know him personally? Do we have that intimate relationship to say that when I call on him, he's going to hear me and he's going to answer me? Amen? So we already know the believers had been received and been sealed in the Holy Spirit at the time of their baptism. Paul, but this prayer that Paul was speaking and praying about, not for the Holy Spirit itself, but for a spirit of wisdom and revelation, which is a special gift, manifestation, or application of the Holy Spirit. Now, this giving of the Spirit also will make the believer wise with respect, with understanding God. Not the wise with worldly stuff or the world, but wise when coming down to the knowledge of Jesus Christ. First of all, the word spirit means an attitude, a disposition, and a mindset. And the word wisdom is insight into the true nature of things. This wisdom is not, praise the Lord, the cause or effect of something. Meet wisdom that the world know. Hallelujah. But rather, it is the wisdom that stands for knowledge and understanding of things as they are. Hallelujah. For example, we see in Proverbs 9:10. That says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Hallelujah. If you don't fear the Lord, you ain't going to get no wisdom. And he talked about fear because you're scared of him. You're feeling him because you're showing reference of what he's already done. We're showing reference for what he is doing. We're showing reference for what he's going to do. Hallelujah. So we have seen that the source of our spiritual illumination is God. You can't get it from Buddha. Can't get it from Reverend Herman. You can't get it from Pastor Clark. You got to get it from God. Israel. Amen. I like how the scripture put it here. It emphasized on the understanding heart than the head. Paul writes in Romans chapter 10, 9 and 10, saying that if thou should confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and should believe in thy heart that God, see, you got to believe something in the heart, not in the head, because you're going to forget it in the head. It said believe it in the heart that God raised Jesus from the dead. Then you can say you're saved. Because you're not going by head knowledge, but you're going because you're repenting of what you have done. And you turning from what you have done and turn to Jesus Christ. Amen? For with the heart, man believe unto salvation and unto righteousness. With the mouth, the confession is made then. Lord, I believe you. See, we trying to see what God is doing in our lives. But he said, believe my word and you'll get what you desire. Hallelujah. So that tells me that's a heart thing. I don't know about you, but that's a heart thing. Amen. If that heart ain't fixed, your mind ain't fixed either. Hallelujah. So to know God and his will is to be enlightened. And this enlightenment leads to an understanding of three things. And that is, number one, the hope of Christ's calling. Number two, the riches of the glory of Christ's inheritance to the saints. And number three, the exceeding greatness of his power towards us who believe. Now, a Christian may hope for many things, but this hope that Paul is talking about is not some suggested feeling or a personal admiration, such as I hope for this and I hope for that. That's not what this hope is all about. Amen. But rather, a believer present hope has its source in the past. It didn't start today. It started from in the past. So when he was called to salvation and accepted Jesus as their Lord and Savior, for he alone do we find true hope and true riches. Hallelujah. We try to get rich on working ourselves to death. We try to go borrow money thinking that's going to do it. True wish or riches come from heaven. All you got to do is walk in it. Hallelujah. All you got to do is believe it. I ain't got a penny, but I believe I'm rich. I'm rich in my soul, Lord. I'm rich in my heart, y'all. That's enough for me. Hallelujah. I'm rich in being, I can move. Some people didn't wake up this morning. They couldn't move.
Today to Joyful with Prophetess Barbara Herman of Providence Family Ministries, located at 1350 Enterprise Road here in Alexandria, Louisiana. Prophetess Herman has a new book called The Holy Spirit Last Sayings to This Millennial Age, The End of the Beginning. This book, along with other books written by Prophetess Herman, can be purchased at thebookpatch.com or at amazon.com. Prophetess Herman can be reached at 318-955-7054. After all, we still have joy.
K-A-Y-T, Gina Alexandria, 88.1.
Kelly's Sitting Services is an in-home, non-medical care provider agency serving Central Louisiana. Kelly's provides VA services and waiver services such as Children's Choice, Community Choice, EPSDT PCS, LT PCS, NOW SIL, and private duty services. Kelly's is seeking attendants who have a love for people and who want to assist others to remain in the community for as long as possible. Kelly's can be reached at 318-793-8453 for your in-home care needs. Kelly's Sitting Services Incorporated is a proud sponsor of KAYTKQJOFM.
This is KAYTFM. 88.1 Gina Alexandria. 92.5 Greenwood Shreveport. K223BI. 98.9 Monroe, West Monroe. K255BT. 100.1 Lake Charles. K261EB. And KQJOFM. 99.3 St. Joseph, Louisiana, Natchez, Mississippi. And online at www.kaytfm.com.